Ministry of Education and Culture. Higher and Tertiary Education. Principarian Examinations 2015. Secondary, Technical, and Vocational Education. Hotel and Catering Schools. Listening Skills. You will hear people talking about food and restaurants. There are three parts. You will hear each part twice. Exercise 1. For questions 1 to 5, put a tick in the appropriate box. You have 1 minute to read exercise 1. First listening.
Restaurants. I love restaurants. I never get tired of going to them. I go to restaurants a lot, maybe 3 times a week. I have my favourite restaurants which I go to regularly. The waiters know me and I usually get very good service. But I also like trying new restaurants. It's exciting to see what's on the menu and how the food will taste. Most of the time, a visit to a new restaurant is a great experience, but sometimes I wonder why my friend recommended a restaurant. I've been to a few restaurants where the food was so bad, so tasteless, I didn't want to pay. My favourite restaurants are Indian. I can't get enough of Indian food. I love the smell inside Indian restaurants, and, of course, the tastes.
You have 1 minute to complete exercise 1. Second listening.
Restaurants. I love restaurants. I never get tired of going to them. I go to restaurants a lot, maybe 3 times a week. I have my favourite restaurants which I go to regularly. The waiters know me and I usually get very good service. But I also like trying new restaurants. It's exciting to see what's on the menu and how the food will taste. Most of the time, a visit to a new restaurant is a great experience, but sometimes I wonder why my friend recommended a restaurant. I've been to a few restaurants where the food was so bad, so tasteless, I didn't want to pay. My favourite restaurants are Indian. I can't get enough of Indian food. I love the smell inside Indian restaurants, and, of course, the tastes.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Exercise 2. For questions 1 to 5, choose the correct answer. A, B, or C. You have 1 minute to read exercise 2. First listening.
So, Rebecca, now, you were saying that you were a chef, or you worked in a kitchen, your previous job. Can you talk about that? Like, where did you work, and what was it like?
Okay, I worked in a few different restaurants over several years, sometimes full-time, sometimes part-time. Sometimes I worked in busy city restaurants, and other times just small cafes, doing breakfast, that kind of thing.
Okay, so you must have had a really busy routine. Can you describe what's the typical work day when you're a chef?
Well, usually you start preparing in the afternoon, and that's the quiet part of the day. You don't have any customers. You just come in and you chop up all the vegetables and things you need to do like that. You cook any food that can be cooked before and organize all the ingredients for the dishes. Then service starts at about 6 o'clock. And that's when it gets really crazy. It's really busy from then on, and you have to be very organized and cook everything as fast as possible.
Okay, sounds like a pretty busy schedule. When you're working, what do you enjoy about the job? What makes the job fun and interesting?
Actually, I like the pressure of cooking. It's stressful, but it's also exciting. It's like a game. You have to organize everything, and you have to think of 60 things at once. It's really a really good atmosphere. Everybody's excited. Everyone has to work together. It's a team job, so you can make really close friends in a kitchen. It's fun to work with them.
Is there anything you didn't like for maybe the smell of the food or getting dirty or things like that?
No, that didn't bother me, but I used to travel home after work on the bus sometimes, and interestingly, even when it was full, I would always have a seat to myself, because the smell of the food gets into your clothes, your hair, right. Your skin, everything. You smell like 50 different kinds of food. That's not a good thing.
All right, thanks, Rebecca.
You have 1 minute to complete exercise 2. Second listening.
So, Rebecca, now, you were saying that you were a chef, or you worked in a kitchen, your previous job. Can you talk about that? Like, where did you work, and what was it like?
Okay, I worked in a few different restaurants over several years, sometimes full-time, sometimes part-time. Sometimes I worked in busy city restaurants, and other times just small cafes doing breakfast, that kind of thing.
Okay, so you must have had a really busy routine. Can you describe what's the typical work day when you're a chef?
Well, usually you start preparing in the afternoon, and that's the quiet part of the day. You don't have any customers. You just come in and you chop up all the vegetables and things you need to do like that. You cook any food that can be cooked before and organize all the ingredients for the dishes. Then service starts at about 6 o'clock, and that's when it gets really crazy. It's really busy from then on, and you have to be very organized and cook everything as fast as possible.
Okay, sounds like a pretty busy schedule. When you're working, what do you enjoy about the job? What makes the job fun and interesting?
Actually, I like the pressure of cooking. It's stressful, but it's also exciting. It's like a game. You have to organize everything and you have to think of 60 things at once. It's really a really good atmosphere. Everybody's excited. Everyone has to work together. It's a team job, so you can make really close friends in a kitchen. It's fun to work with them.
Is there anything you didn't like for maybe the smell of the food or getting dirty or things like that?
No, that didn't bother me, but I used to travel home after work on the bus sometimes, and interestingly, even when it was full, I would always have a seat to myself because the smell of the food gets into your clothes, your hair, your
Right.
skin, everything. You smell like 50 different kinds of food. That's not a good thing.
All right, thanks, Rebecca.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Exercise 3. Listen and underline the correct word in brackets. You have 1 minute to read exercise 3. First listening.
British food, best in the world. A British restaurant that serves bacon and egg ice cream has been voted the best place in the world to eat. The Fat Duck restaurant near London was at the top of Restaurant Magazine's list of the world's 50 best restaurants. The owner and head chef, Heston Blumenthal, opened his restaurant 10 years ago. He has quickly developed a reputation for experimental and unique dishes. His menu includes
leather, oak and tobacco chocolates, sardine on toast sorbet, snail porridge, and mousse dipped in liquid nitrogen. He taught himself how to cook, and is now famous for this new style of cooking, which is called molecular gastronomy. It mixes chemistry, physics, food, and flavour to make unusual taste combinations. Britain, the home of fish and chips, is famous for tasteless and boring food. However, it seems things are changing. In addition to the Fat Ducks Award, London was named in March by Gourmet magazine as the gourmet capital of the world.
You have 1 minute to complete exercise 3. Second listening.
British food, best in the world. A British restaurant that serves bacon and egg ice cream has been voted the best place in the world to eat. The Fat Duck restaurant near London was at the top of Restaurant Magazine's list of the world's 50 best restaurants. The owner and head chef, Heston Blumenthal, opened his restaurant 10 years ago. He has quickly developed a reputation for experimental and unique dishes. His menu includes leather, oak and tobacco chocolates, sardine on toast sorbet, snail porridge, and mousse dipped in liquid nitrogen. He taught himself how to cook, and is now famous for this new style of cooking, which is called molecular gastronomy. It mixes chemistry, physics, food, and flavour to make unusual taste combinations. Britain, the home of fish and chips, is famous for tasteless and boring food. However, it seems things are changing. In addition to the Fat Ducks Award, London was named in March by Gourmet magazine as the gourmet capital of the world.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. This is the end of the listening part of the examination. Please, put your pens down.